And the and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Let us quickly go over the Gemara around 8 lines from the top. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye asked Rav Yosef Hashayla. L'Rav Yosef Aglili. According to Rav Yosef Aglili, the Amal Lochem v'Leila Klov. Rav Yosef Aglili said that one is not permitted to do a malacha in Yomtiv for Klov. Hani Sufle, so the Garine Tmarim, the pits of dates, the Chiyuse Heiche Shadini Lehu B'Yomtiv, how is one permitted to throw them to the Chayis in Yomtiv? So we had learned Taisvus. Taisvus explained as follows. These pits were unedible. B'Shas Atchak, maybe a Chayis could eat one or two of these pits, but Be'erech, it's unedible. So if one is permitted to do a malachim, l'tzeirech klovim, l'tzeirech chayim, so then the pits aren't muktzeh, so they're usable, they're animal food. You have to grind them up, and then they're usable, so then it's not muktzeh. But according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that one is not permitted to do a malachim yontav l'tzeirech klovim, l'tzeirech chayim. So, Heichi Shadini Lu B'Yomtiv. How are you allowed to throw it to them in Yomtiv? It's Muktzeh. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. Amalei Hoyul V'Chozu L'Hasok. So he said it's not Muktzeh, because it has a different use. It could be used, L'Hasok, it could be used for fuel purposes. So Mamele, so it has a use. Tinach biyabeshta beretifta ma'ikalameimal. So the Gemara asks, so that's good, dry pits. But what about pits that are wet? They can't be used for fuel either. So the Gemara says, chazu lahesek godu. You could, if you have a large flame, so the wet pits could also be used lehesekot. So Mamelis, what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that the pits are not muktzeh because they can be used as fuel. I have a shtikel ha'or on this Gemara. We have mentioned the beginning of the Masechta. There's a Gemara further on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph that says that a person is not permitted to take a log and in Yomtiv and to lean a pot on it, to lean a door on it, because it's muktzeh. So you're not allowed to use a log for this purpose. So the Magen Avraham explains this halacha, that even though the log is a shimush in Yomtiv, you can use it for fuel, but since it's not a keli, since it's not an eichel, so it can only be used for this purpose. It can only be used for hasoke, for fuel purposes. You can't use it. You want to brace a pot with it. You want to brace a door with it. You're not allowed to because it's muktzeh. It doesn't lose the shame muktzeh in that what it's roi lahasoke. Let me just say over the Mishnah Berurah in Tak Beis, when he brings down this halacha, the ein soimchen hasagdeira bibikas, one cannot brace a pot on this log, the kivin da oimdim rak lahasoke, since it's only oimed for fuel, also letautala ledovaracha, she can't be metautal it for something else. And lochere, that is the lomdis. The lomdis is, you can only be metaltal a keli or an eichel. This is not a keli and not an eichel. So for hasoke it has a use, so you can be metaltal for hasoke, for fuel, but for another reason, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Also letaltalo ledovarach. This is the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. So I really don't understand the Gemara. So the Gemara had a problem that these pits are muktzeh, they're not edible, it's not edible for animals. So the Gemara says,
You're right.
But the chazi lahasoke.
Fine.
So it's good for hasoke. But the Gemara is a different kasha. How you allowed to throw them to the chayis? That was the Gemara's kasha. You metal to them for the chayis. And for the chayis, the muktzitake. So I don't understand. Before we go further, one more ha'ore, and then we're going to learn Taisis. We're going to have a lot of trouble, but let me just say over what the Sfas Emes says, and then we'll live with what he says. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that says, "Ein masikin begarinei tamarim." You're not permitted in Yom Tov to use the pits of Tmarim for fuel. Why are you not permitted in Yom Tov to use the pits of Tmarim for fuel? So the Gemara says because this is called Noilet. The pits are Noilet. Why is it Noilet? Because it means as follows. Before one ate from the pit, so it's part of a machel. It was a fruit. So it's a machel also. Then, as soon as you ate off the fruit from the pit, so became now something else. It now became fuel. Before it wasn't fuel. Kolzman was attached to the date. It was considered an oichel. So in Yom Tov, it became fuel. This is a dovah chodosh. This was not around the beginning of Yom Tov. So this is mukta. This is called noilet. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to use them as fuel because it's mukta. It's noilet. You're not allowed to use them. Now, our Gemara says, Fakert, our Gemara solved all the problems. Our Gemara says that it's speaking, it's not mukta because you can use it for fuel. So the Shaila is, how can you use it for fuel? So the Sfas Emes says, our Gemara is speaking about that the pits were separated from the dates ahead of Yom Tov. The Gemara says, if you separate them in Yom Tov, so then it's Noila. That means, in the middle of Yom Tov, it became mukta, it became fuel. And our Gemara is speaking about that it was separated from the dates Erev Yom Tov. So it was fuel Erev Yom Tov. That's why it's not Noilet. That's what the Sfas Emes says. Okay, let us remember this because we're going to learn soon. Taisis will have a little problem. So then the Gemara asks further, Tinech B'Yom Tov. Yom Tov, I understand. So you said a very good answer. It's not Muktzeh and Yom Tov because it can be used for fuel. B'Shabbos ma'ika l'meima, but in Shabbos, how are you allowed to give them these pits? They have no use whatsoever. It's not a machel behema. It's not goy la'soke. So how can you give them the pits? So the Gemara says, "Matalinelu agav rifte." It seems that they were put, according to the Sfas Emes, is golgot. That means erev Yom Tov, they were put on bread. And we metaltal the bread together with the pits, and we use the bread as a platter to hold the pits, and that's how we metaltal the pits. Kedishmul dama shmul aisa adam kol tzolchei bepas. Even though lochay, it's not a covet for the pas to use this as a platter for pits, but one is permitted to do all his needs with pas. Okay, that's what we learned yesterday. Now let us see Taisus. Oisa Adam kol tzolchei bepas. The Tema, the Omar b'Shabbos, v'loy amru heta kitke oitinik elo lemeis bilvat. This heta, this is a very edela heta, that when I'm carrying, really, what am I doing? I'm carrying a pas and mukta, and all of a sudden it becomes mutta. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, they were only permitted this by a mace. You want to be metaltel a mace, so they put a kiker or tinik on the mace, and you're permitted to be metaltel the mace. But like this, you're not permitted to be metaltel mukta together with a kiker. So why is it mutta here? That's Taisus Kasha. Something that could have been done erev Yom Tov, so they were not matter in Yom Tov or in Shabbos to with a kikavatinik. If it could have been done
ערב שבת. אבל הניסוף לי לא יוכל לעשות שם מערב יונטב. Here we're really speaking about ערב שבת over here, because the whole problem was יונטב will help. There was no problem. Here, the sufli, you couldn't do it Erev Shabbos. You couldn't do it Erev Yontev, Taisa says. So since you couldn't do it Erev Yontev, so the problem arose in Yontev. You didn't have an Eitzah Erev Yontev. So that's why it's permitted with a Kikya Betinik. Now, we have to understand Taisa. Now, if we would say not like the Sfas Emes, and it's speaking about that he had eaten the dates in Shabbos. That's what it's speaking about, like the Gemara in Shabbos. So then Taisus is beautiful. So he couldn't put the pits Erev Shabbos. He couldn't take care of it Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos was no pits. Erev Shabbos there were dates. In Shabbos he got pits, and so now you have a problem. How are you metaltal the pits? Lo yoyochel la'soison me'erev yontev. Then it'd be very good to Taisus. But according to the Sfas Emes, that he says we're speaking about that he had the pits Erev Shabbos. So what held him back from doing this Erev Shabbos? He should have filled up the stalls of the Behemoths Erev Shabbos with these pits. What's the problem? It's very unclear. My brother-in-law wanted to say that you can't give the animals in the stalls Erev Shabbos the food, because if you give it them Erev Shabbos, that means they're supposed to eat it Erev Shabbos. They're behemoths. Whatever you give them, they eat. So they'll have nothing what to eat in Shabbos. It means you have to make sure, if you want them to have it on Shabbos, you can't give it to them Erev Shabbos. Because by them, the Indian of Histapkos is non-existent. The Belt says, a Belt of a Moise ha'odom in a behemoth. That what a person is better than a behemoth is oyin. He can say no. He can control himself. A behemoth can't control himself. So if you give the pits Erev Shabbos to the behemoths, they wouldn't have anything to eat Shabbos. They'd take care of them Erev Shabbos already. But I don't know if that's pshat and tasteless. Let us go further. Upalige de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We had heard before a member of Rav Huna. Rav Huna had said that one is permitted to bake for Goyim if from what he is baking he'll be able to derive some benefit from it. He can bake 200 breads for a Goyish battalion. If from these 200 breads he'll be able to take off bread for a tinnik. So that's called, he's baking with Tzorech Yisrael. That's, so it's permissible. So the Gemara says, so Rav Huna is Choylik on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said as follows, Mizamnin es hanochi b'Shabbos, one is permitted to invite a goy to eat by him Shabbos, because if he invites him to eat Shabbos, he won't cook anything for him, because it's Shabbos, so it's no problem. But one is not permitted to invite a goy to eat by him Yontev. That means that he's invited the goy. So now Yontev will be very, very nervous. Did he have enough? Is there enough? Well, this is the Hagoy. Goy, you know, you have to give him a lot to eat. Maybe there's not enough for the goy. So he might go and put up an extra pot for the goy in Yontif. And you're not allowed to cook for a goy. So Memele, so you're not allowed to invite a goy. That's how you solve the problem. You don't invite the goy to come to eat by you Yontif, because that's dangerous. You might go and put up a special pot for the goy. So now, according to Rav Huna, what's the big calamity? If we'll put up a pot from the goy, but from this pot that I'm cooking for the goy, I can take off a piece for myself? Rav Huna said that one is permitted to cook for goyim if from this pot he'll be able to take off a piece, be able to derive some benefit from this pot. So memele, so what is pshat in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So we see Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is chaylik on Rav Huna. Rav Ache bar Yaakov Omar, afilu b'Shabbos nami. Shabbos, you're also not allowed to invite a goy. Even though there is no problems of Shema Yalba b'Shviloi, Now there's a different problem. Mishum shiyurei koisis. You're going to have a problem. The goy is going to drink wine. You're going to serve wine by him. And after he drinks the wine, so there's left over some wine. Now this wine is tam yenom. It's also bachila, it's also bano, it's also. Now the shamish is going to go and take out the koisis, and the wine that is in this koisis is muktzeh. The guy drank from it, so it's tam yenom, it's muktzeh. So not allowed to buy the man Shabbos because you'll be machshel the shamish with tilta muktzeh. Let us see Rashi. He dunked in his pass into the wine, and now the shamash will have to take away the kais, and it's mukzeh. So Mamela, so you make sure not to invite him on Shabbos either. Like the Gemara Ihochi Didonami, so if that's called Muktzeh, so our Kaisis are also Muktzeh. Let us see Rashi. Holoi Chazu Demeisi, our Kaisis, that means when we dunk in Chala into the wine also, so it gets most. Afterwards, whatever is left over is not drinkable, is not edible. So it's also muktzeh. So how is the shamish permitted to take out our kaisis? So the Gemara says, didon chazul l'talne gailim. Ours is no problem, even though it's not appetizing anymore. But you'll give it to a chicken, you'll give some Shabbos wine and chalitz, mamish einik Shabbos for the chicken, no problem. Frek the Gemara, didon nami chazul l'talne gailim. So we'll give this also to the chicken. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, did who? Isurei ano? You can't give their wine to the chicken. It's tam yeinam. It's also bahano. You're going to derive benefit from it. So there's no use whatsoever. So memele, so therefore, so in order to avoid this problem, don't invite the goy. Because you can have a goy, and he's going to drink wine, and there'll be a problem. Frek the Gemara, L'taltalinu agav kaso. What's the problem? The wine is muktzeh take. You're right, 100%. But the kais isn't muktzeh. So let it be permitted to be metalto the wine together with the kais. Miloi omarove metaltalin kinune agav kitme. One is permitted to be metalto. Kinune was as follows. Kinune was a keli that they used to burn some in this keli. So they used to have coals in the keli, and they used to have ashes in the keli, and this kinune, one is permitted to be metalto the kinune. Agav kitme, since there's ashes in it, and we'll see he was making the ashes Erev Shabbos. He wants to use the ashes. The ashes he wants, he prepared the ashes to use Erev Shabbos. Av agav v'ike olei shivrei eitzim. Even though on this kenune, there's still pieces of wood, and the wood is muktzeh. So we have over here a kenune, which is a keli, which has in itself ashes, which is muta betiltul, and shivrei eitzim, pieces of wood which are also betiltul, but you're permitted to carry it. Since you have a dava hamuta, so you're permitted to carry it. So here also the same thing. The wine is take muktzeh, but the kais is not muktzeh, so we should be permitted to carry the wine agav the kais, just like we're permitted to carry the shivrei eitzim agav the kitme. You're allowed to carry the wood because of the ashes. So the Gemara answers, hosom lav isurei anoninu, hochi isurei anoninu. So the Gemara says there, the mukta is the shivrei eitzim. It's not osobano. It's not a keli. It's not an oichel. It's eitzim, but it's not osobano. Hoche isurei anonino. But here, the wine is also bahano. Let us see Rashi. Kinune kli shemeisimim boi hagecholom. This was a keli that used to put coals in it. And you're permitted to be metalted agav kitme. Together with the ashes, because of the ashes. Shayinu tzrichim la'afroi. We needed ashes. Vohuchan me erev Shabbos. And he was making the ashes erev Shabbos l'chasa Yisroi. He used the ashes to cover saliva, oitzoya. So memele, so the ashes are not mukta. The ashes have a shimush on Shabbos. Va'afa gav di'ike alei shivrei yeitzim. Even though in this knune the shivrei yeitzim, the loichozu, it's mukta, the eitzim are mukta. Metaltalu im knune, you'll have to be metaltal together with this knune, because of the ashes. So you also can be metaltal the wine together with the kites. So the Gemara answers, Hoche isurei anoninu. Here this is also bahano. Umukti tvei. And this is more mukti. To Santa Loshin. Umukti tvei. The Chazanish Mutzitzich, what is pshat more mukti? That means, we know in Hilchas Mukti, Eitzim Bavonim, that's real mukti. It's not an Eichel, it's not a Keli, it's Osel Etautel, period. It's Mukti Machmas Gufay. And this is more mukti. What's that? More mukti? So the Chazanish says a vote, according to Rashi, he says as follows. That means when you are, let's talk about the knuni. You're carrying a keli that has ashes and mukta. Now, between you, whatever the heter is, because of the ashes, you're allowed to carry everything. Oh, but between you and me, you're carrying mukta also. No, it's min hatzat. That means I'm carrying the keli, and through the keli, I'm carrying mukta. No, pshat is, that you're permitted to carry the mukta because of the heter. Huter til tulon agav heter. That means I'm still carrying mukta. Let's not fool ourselves. I mean, metaltal mukta, it's a tiltu minatzad, and it's not a direct carrying, but I'm metaltling mukta because there is heter here. So that is by a mukta that doesn't have any use. It doesn't have any use. It's not a keli, it's not a loichel. But a mukta that is also banos, so that's worse than that. Not only doesn't have a use, you're not allowed to use it. So that's worse. That's a bigger aksel. So this mukta, you're not permitted to be metaltal afilu agav heter. That means that this there's a tiltal over here. It means you're going to carry. When you carry the kais, you're being metaltal the yayim. So such a tiltal, since this is a greater mukta, it's more so that you have nothing what to do with it. You're not allowed to do that. That it's missing a shimush. That there's an issa, you're not allowed to use it. So memela, this is a greater mukta. So afilu, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Afilu agav dova hamuta. That's the Gemara's text. Now let us see Taisvis. Kinune agav kitme. You're allowed to carry a knune together with the ashes, even though there are pieces of wood. So Taisus asks a very pertinent question. What's the raya? Dilme shani hoche, this knune, sheyesh by dover hametaltal. You have in the knune is a keli. In the knune, you have ashes, which are you permitted to carry ashes on Shabbos if you were making them. Kegoin kitmo sheroi lachasis boitzoya oiroik. So you have a keli that's a bosis that is holding a dover hamuter and a dover haoser. It's holding two things. She allowed to carry the keli. But it says you're allowed to carry the keli because there's ashes in the keli. But some say the keli and the shivrei yetzim alone, Yizichu wouldn't be allowed to carry it. So if a kel, so you see, claw, a keli, and mukts in the keli, now it's not permitted to carry the keli. Over here we have a kais with mukts in the kais. We have wine, yayin neset, in the kais, and you're permitted to carry the kais because of the kais. It says here, pun fakel. The only reason you're permitted to carry the keli is because there's ashes in the keli. A marshal, like you're permitted to move a table, there were chalas on the table, there was a leichter on the table, so you're allowed to carry the table because the table was carrying a dava, was holding a dava amuta and a dava ha'osa. So it's a basis of dava amuta, dava ha'osa. So that's the heter of kitmo, but the kais is only holding a dva mukta. V'im kein hocha b'kais yesh by dava sha'osa l'taltale, there's only a dava sha'osa l'taltale, like. So what's the dimion, the similarity of a kais with yayin, with yenom, to a knune with ashes in it? V'yesh loymal, so Tosfos answers, the hochinami medame, the Gemara compares these two cases, shebechol echad yesh boy chod letivuse, v'chod lereyuse. Each case has one mile and one chasam. V'hoche kois shori letaltul. The kois is a dover hamuta letaltul. That's the maila. Uma, that's the pro in this case. And what's the kan? Uma sheyesh besoichoi also. And the wine is also. So we have here a kois which is muta letaltul and wine which is also letaltul. That's our case. The gabi knune, by the knune, yesh besoichoi dova hamuta. In the knune, there is a dova hamuta, there's ashes. But knuna atzmoi also letalto. The knuna, you're not allowed to be metalto. The malachti leisa. The knuna is a klisha malachti leisa. That means that's a keli that's used to burn gecholim in it. So that's a klisha malachti leisa. V'hochi pirushi, ki heiche de metalto knuna agav kitme, ochinami avalon letalto ashiyurim im hakois. So Taisa says a very interesting pshat. Taisa seems to be saying as follows. Taisa seems to be saying, let's talk about the knune. The knune alone is a partially mukta. The knune is a klisha malach delisa. Now, a klisha malach delisa daloch is as follows. L'tzayrich gufa yimakoyma yelata bimetalfa. That means let's talk about a poshita case, a hammer. A hammer is a klisha malach delisa. You're boina with it. You do malacha with it. So, the halacha is letzairech gufoi. If you want to use the hammer in Shabbos, you want to open up a coconut, so that's permissible. That's permissible. Letzairech mekaymai, that means you had a very hectic erev Shabbos, and you left the hammer right on the table where you're supposed to make kiddushah. So you want to take it away, it's taking up space. It's also permissible. But, mechamo letzel, what happens if you left the hammer outside, and if you leave it outside, it won't be there pretty soon, because you have neighbors that will make sure that it won't be there too long. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to take it in. That's it's mukzeh. Mechamo letzel is also. If you want to take it, shlo yigone, shlo yishaver, that you're not permitted to do. Theoretically, a knun is the same thing. A knun is muta, tzairich kufoi, tzairich mekaymoi, but mechama letzel, it should be also. But now the halacha is, if you have ashes in the knune, and the ashes you're allowed to carry everywhere. So you're permitted to carry the knun everywhere. So here, so Taisa says, so that is the dimion, so it's a better the comparison. You have a knune, which is mukta. It's a klisha malach delisa. So as the knune, you should not be permitted to be metaltalet mechamo letzel, from the outside to the inside. But you're permitted to be metaltalet because the ashes, you're permitted to be metaltalet, so the knune becomes bottled to the ashes. So the same thing over here, you have a kais, and yayin neser, so the yayin neser becomes bottled to the kais. So it's a beautiful comparison. The shayla is, I don't understand, so then why do you need the shivrei etzim? How did the shivrei etzim come in? If the mukta is the knune, so let's forget about the shivrei etzim. The knune is the problem, and the kitma solves the problem, so why afal gavdikala shivrei etzim? It's another plus. That's another reyes, you have shivrei etzim also. Maybe. Ve'einir. So Tosfos does not like this pshat. The lefum riyate mashme, the hod the kama metaltum knun agav kitma elav mikoyach hakitma. Doesn't mean you metaltul the knun agav, you metaltul the knun mikoyach hakitma. Elahein will tzerch gubi tzerch mekoyma. You're not metaltul the knun more than tzerch gubi tzerch mekoyma. The loidami lekoyz. It's not the same metaltulum the koyz. The koyz should ask him metaltul for any tzayach. And the knuni only metal for tzayach who betzayach mekayim. If you can, after you have a malach to leisa, show you letalto. It's a mele, so we're back to the kasha. So you're not metal for the knuni more than tzayach who betzayach mekayim. So then we're back to the kasha. So where do we see? And here we have a problem. Here we have, so we're back to the kasha. Ela nire de tevuse de kois habe mishum de shiure koisis gri tvei ruyen le hisbato agav ha kois my shivre eitzim agav kitma. So Taisva says that the limud is that the shivre eitzim, since they don't have any chshivas, so they're bottle to the kitma. They're bottle to the kitma. And the shirei kaises should also become bottle to the kais. He says the whole musig of a bosis is that if you have a davar shel mukta that's choshev inside of it, so the davar mukta, so the keli becomes a tuffle to the mukta. It becomes a bosis to the davar mukta. But the shure kaisis are, it's a very minute amount, and it doesn't have any chshivas. Ruyin lehisbatel agav kois k'may shivrei eitzim agav kitmo. And perhaps Tosfos means to say let's forget about the knuna, let's talk about the kitmo alone. Is one permitted to be metaltal the kitmo with the shivrei eitzim on it? One wants to use the kitmo on Shabbos, he wants to spread out some ashes. Now, he's not going to be boira the shivrei etzim amukta. So he takes the kitma and he spreads it out, and he's holding together the shivrei etzim on the kitma. And the kitma doesn't become a bosses to the shivrei etzim. So could be that's the raya. That means if you would be done out the keli alone, the keli is the knuna alone. The knuna is a keli that has a davar muta and a davar osa. It's a basis davar osa davar muta. But if we'll talk about the kitma, if you want to take out the kitma, you want to spread out the kitma, there's shivrei etzim there also. So why doesn't the kitma become a basis to the shivrei etzim? It's not a davar choshev, so it becomes bottle to the kitma. Maybe that is pshat in Tosfos, but then it's a little modne, so it's not metaltlim knune agav kitma. It's not the knune. The knune is so it's the kitma. That's the problem. Rabbi Netan Pirish v'loy mikri bosis ledova muet. It's not considered a bosses ledova muet she'enei nikvav k'gain shivrei etzim v'shivrei kaisis. It's not a bosses. to these minute pieces of muktzeh. Udam rinem. So why do you need the kitma? So then, if it's not a boss, so why do you need the kitma? Udam rinem the beinin kitma. So I mean, so now the Rabbi Natam says that the shivrei eitzim and the shiurei kois are dova muet. At kavua, it doesn't have any chshibis. So it can't make a bosses. So now we have a problem. So if it can't make a bosses, so why do you need there should be ashes in the knune? Let there just be shivrei yitzim in the knune, and also it's not a bosses. Udamrin and the bina kitma, haynu mishum shemetalto shivrei yitzim toich a knune. Bahoyoloi Lenaro. Abali Iko Kitmo Lehoyo Yoche Lenarum Shaloyipel Hakitmo. So let us explain what Taisvis is saying. The halacha is, let us just say a Mishnah, the Kimegi has problems where Taisvis didn't bring the Mishnah, but let's forget about that. The halacha is as follows. If a person has a keli, and there's mukta in the keli, and it's a choshev a mukta, so then the keli becomes a bosis, ludovos, it becomes a bosis, it's a base to the mukta, and it gets the same halachas of the mukta. So just like the mukta, you're not allowed to be metaltal, you're not allowed to be metaltal, the bosis. That's a dinah bosis, ludovos. There are certain cases when something does not become a bosses. For example, a person, let's say he has a plate, and Erev Shabbos he forgot there was a dollar bill in the plate, and somehow he forgot to take it out. Was he put there bekavon? He has a plate with a dollar bill in the plate. So the plate doesn't become a bosses because he didn't have any intentions that the plate should hold the dollar bill. So, okay. So the plate is not a bosses. So now the loch is as follows. Now he wants the plate. So the loch is as follows. If he can tilt the plate, the dollar bill will slide off, he's mechuyev to do this. Because that's the loch, that even though the plate is not a bosses, but he's not permitted someday to be metaltal the dollar bill. Shaloy letzoyrech. He should tilt the plate. If he has no eitzah of tilting the plate for some reason, he can't tilt the plate. The plate is situated, there's plates all around. He can't tilt the plate. Then the halacha is he's permitted to lift up the plate, and he's now is really being a towel for the muktzeh, and take it someplace else, and then shake off the dollar bill. So the heter to be metaltal a keli with a dava mukta in the keli only applies when niyul is impossible. That means if you could shake it off, then we don't permit you to pick it up. You shake it off. If you cannot shake it off, then you're permitted to pick it up. So now Taisa says as follows. So Taisa says, Rabbi Natan Pirish, Lamikri Bosses, first of all, it's not a bosses. The davamut shayne nikva kegain shibrei eitzim mishurei koises. Udam rinen the beinen kitmo. So if it's not a bosses, so why do you need the ashes in it? That only you'll have the knune together with the shibrei eitzim. It's also not a bosses. Udam rinen the beinen kitmo. Hayne mishum. Because taloch is one is mishum shemetalto shibrei eitzim teicha knune. He's permitted to carry the knune together with the shibrei eitzim. You shouldn't be permitted to carry it. You should go and shake it out and tilt it. Avoli ika kitmo, but if there's ashes in it, you can't shake out the shivrei yitzim. Shloipa la kitmo, you're going to shake out the shivrei yitzim, so all the ashes will go out with it. So memele, so the case of knune with kitmo is the hechetimtze, that I have a keli, which is not a bosses, it has mukta in it, And because of the kitmo, I cannot shake it out, because then I'm going to lose all my kitmo. So I'm permitted to be metaltal the keli without niyo, even though I'm permitted to be metaltal the keli. Because can't you recoys is apa gab de leke heter imoy mi koma kim shel tal ta gab kaslo fi shi ef shel nalo. It would seem, I don't know, it would seem that the reason you can't be menayer the yayin is because, I don't know, maybe it's got hardened, it's stuck to the kois. I don't know exactly why it places you can't be menayer it. So the Gemara is bringing a similarity, a comparison, that just like by Knune, if you cannot spill out, you cannot be menaya, the Shivrei Eitzim, because of any reason whatsoever, it's because of the Kitma, so you're permitted to pick it up in Mimitalfa, so who went in the Kais, and she can't be menaya, and you're permitted to pick it up. But it never became a bosses, that's partially become a bosses, because it's a double muet. What's the problem? He says Shabbos is a problem to invite a goy because the kaisis will handle the dirty kaisis and it's muktzeh and you can't take it out. So he said it's a graf shel rei. The halacha is the person will have where he finds himself a double mos, so you'll have to take it out. People can't sit there. So Mamela here also, you have dirty cases over here, and they're permitted to take it out. Oh, Malay, b'chiyosin, graf shel rei lechatchila. Lechatchila, are you permitted to make a graf shel rei, which will force you to take it out? That means who tells you to invite the goy lechatchila, that you'll have, be put into a situation that now you'll have a graf shel rei? Rashi, allowed to take it out of the room and take it into the ashpit. Machmas mos, if it's a double mos, can amrina be perik vasa. So yes, the b'chiyosin graf shorei lechatchila, and hey, the chiyisa kamon mesalkin alay. If it's here, you're permitted to take it out, aval asuye kamon, but to bring inside a graf shorei, a lemezel anan legabe, we should sit next to a graf shorei, keech, and dinima salon, then later we'll be in a matzav of mos and a salke, and then we'll take it out. Mishori, is this then permissible? This is not permissible. That's what the Gemara answers. Ad berei rove lemar shmul v'dorash, rove went and took mar shmul for a walk. Yidarshin mezamnim es anochi b'shabes, and mezamnim es anochi b'yontev, zeire shem yalbe b'shviloi, that's the paschal aloche, shabes is mutter, in Yontev is awesome. Mereimer u mazutra ki ave miklulu nochi b'yontev. Mereimer mazutra, if a goy came to visit them on Yontev, they didn't invite the goy. They didn't allow to invite a goy on Yontev, shem yalbe b'shviloi. So if a goy came to visit them, and Sepasnet is here already, you know, so you have to, so they told him like this, Amalei, Hinecha loch b'may detricha lon mutter. They said, you know, we didn't know you're coming, but now that you're here, let me tell you one thing. We prepared already for ourselves. Now, you're a very Kabbalistic person, really, but we should prepare for you specially. But we didn't know you're coming. You didn't tell us in advance. So, Hinecha loch b'may detricha lon, if you'll be happy to eat what we prepared for ourselves, mutter, so then good, then we have an open door from you. But if not, you would want something more, so you should know it's yomtiv, and we cannot prepare something extra for you, so that's how they solve the problem. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Beishamai oimrim lo yachem odom chamin leraglot. Ele im kein ruuyin leshtia. Beishamai said, one is not permitted to warm up water to wash his feet in Yomtev. Ele im kein ruuyin leshtia. Unless the water is drinkable. Now what the reason of this combination is, we'll see in Taisvitz. But that's what Beishamai said. Ubeis Hillel Matirin, and Beis Hillel is Matir. Then it says in the Mishnah, so you allow to, according to Mishnah, you allow to warm up water to wash your feet. Oisa odom medure um mischamem kenegdo. And now a second aloch, a person is permitted to make a fire in order to warm himself up. That will see. The Gemara, that this is going according to Beisul, according to Beishame, this is also. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention the Zamachloikis, the Rambam and the Ran, Pshat in Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that one is permitted to warm up water to wash himself. What is the Heter? So the Rambam says that Beis Hillel held, it says in the Pasuk, Ach asheye ose l'chol nefesh, Ach asheye yoche l'chol nefesh, u'levadi yose l'chem. One is permitted to prepare oichel nefesh. So the Rambam says, oichel nefesh includes every pu'ule which the body derives benefit from, or that the person derives benefit from. So oichel and nefesh is, it's a broad heter. It does not only mean food that goes into the body, but it includes dvarim, which rechitze, anos rechitze, which is outside of the body. This goes into oichel nefesh. What the nefesh, I saw someone bring down a yireim. The yireim says that oichel nefesh means what the neshama can derive benefit. What the nefesh means, oichel nefesh means everything but the goof needs. This is, so rechitze is also something what the goof needs. So that's called oichel nefesh. That's what Beis Hillel holds. And Beis Shammai holds no, oichel nefesh is only a hano which one gets from eating food. But hano chitzaini, rechitze, chimum, that doesn't fall into the category of oichel nefesh. That's how the Rambam learns pshat. The Ran says that the reason Beis Hillel was matter is because mitoich shehutcha l'tayich eichel nefesh hutcha nami shalei l'tayich eichel nefesh. I mean, according to Beis Hillel, just like you're allowed to carry out a tinnik on Shabbos and Yontif, you're allowed to carry the tinnik on Yontif, even though there's no hanos aguf whatsoever. It's so, but Beis Hillel holds mitoich shehutcha l'tayich hutcha shalei l'tayich, you don't need eichel nefesh. According to the Ran, this is not oichel nefesh, but we don't need oichel nefesh. Lo yachem odom chamim lirchets raglo. A person is not permitted to warm water to wash his feet, Rashi. Oichel nefesh iter akosu. The Torah is only matter oichel nefesh. V'loy lahavir oir b'shvil lichitza. But the Torah was not matter to kindle a fire for rechitza. So Rashi is explaining Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai holds, that for sure, Beis Shammai holds that the heter is only oichel nefesh, and this is not oichel nefesh. This is not oichel nefesh. Now there's a very interesting reshash over here. The reshash asks, if you ask us, what melacha is this person doing? He's warming up water. So we would say the melacha is mevashel. Layachem oda mishum warm up water. That the melacha is mevashel. And lechayre for all practical purposes, we're speaking about there's a fire here already. And the shailus is allowed to put a pot of water to warm up the water to wash himself. That's how we would say pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi doesn't speak about mevashel. Rashi speaks about mavi, about making the fire. You're not allowed to make the fire in order to warm up. So Rashi speaks about the fire, and Rashi does not speak about the bishul hamay, which is very interesting. So the Rishash wants to say that Rashi wanted to solve a problem. Rashi had a big problem. That was Rashi's problem. The Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph had a whole pilpul. Does Beis Hillel hold mitoich? But the Beis Amad Aleph, does Beis Hillel hold mitoich? One man the Yomah said that Beis Hillel holds there's no Issa Heitzo on Yontif.
There's no Yisra Yitzah on Yontif. Ain't Erev Yitzah le Yontif.
But, so there's no Yisra Yitzah finished. But Eichel Nefesh is Dafke Eichel Nefesh is Mutter.
That's a one man the Yom held. Then it's Machlekes there.
So the Rishash said, so that man the Yom that held that Bisul doesn't hold Mitoich, so what is he going to do with this Mishnah? So this Mishnah is a problem. This Mishnah is a very big problem. So what's the Svar of Bisul? So we would say, maybe he learned like the Rambam, that this is also called Eichel Nefesh. But let's forget about the Rambam. We don't hold like the Rambam. It's not called Eichel Nefesh. So now we have a very big problem. If Beis Hillel does not hold Mitoich, and Beis Hillel does not hold Mitoich, and so why are you permitted to warm up water lochitze on Yontif? So the Rishash wants to say there's a Rav HaMagid. Let's not go into the complexities of the Rav HaMagid, but the Rav HaMagid says Meleches Haitzah and Meleches Havara are unique in Yontif. They are different than all other things. And they have different halachas. By Havara it says, Loisevaru Eish v'chol meishvei seichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. So there's a svara to say, Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a fire. Yontif, you're allowed to make a fire. That's the Rav HaMagid mentions such a svara. So therefore, Rashi wanted to say, that was the svar of Beis Hillel. If Beis Hillel held, you're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov. Mitoich we don't hold. That means if you do a malach, let's say to cook or to do any other malachis, shalei l'tzeich l'eichel nefesh, that's awesome. Cooking is awesome. But a fire is mut. That's what Rashi spoke about the fire. Frek the Rishash, but what's with the cooking? He says, you don't cook water when you want to wash yourself. He wants to burn himself. Yachem means to warm. Lo yachem odom, we're speaking about lo yachem odom chamin l'raglov. It doesn't mean you're boiling it, you're bringing it to Yatzei Ledes. That's all what he needs, Yatzei Ledes. He needs, it shouldn't be cold. So he's just warming it up. So memele, so Bishul, that was a no shail over here. According to Beis Shammai, he'd also be allowed to put it on the plane. He's not cooking it, he's just warming it. So the whole issue is making the flame. Oh, so that's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, it's speaking about he made a flame, and according to Beis Shammai holds a flame is also only permitted, only L'tzoyach Eichel Nefesh. Beis Hillel holds a flame is permitted, a fellow on those. That's what the Rishash says. I wanted to be Moisif one Nekuda on the Rishash. The way he says Pshat and Rashi, so it comes out as follows. Cooking, according to everyone, will be Yasa. Because it's Yinir Eichel Nefesh. No one holds Mitoich. But the whole Isser is the flame. So I had a Shaila, how are you allowed to put it on the fire, but it might get cooked? How are you allowed to put something, if you're not allowed to cook in Yontif, how are you allowed to put it on the fire, it might get cooked? So I wanted to say, if that's Pshat and Rashi, it could be Rashi l'shitosei. The Machlokes, Rashi and the Rashba, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Beis, if in Shabbos alone, a person is permitted to put something next to a fire, and it could get cooked there, but he's gonna watch it. And he'll take it away before it gets cooked. Is this permissible, yes or no? Rashi holds it's permissible, and the Rashba says it's not permissible. And that's not like the Rashba, la loch. But al-Kaponim, Rashi Shita is that one is permitted to put something near a flame, even though it can get cooked, but one, if he'll watch it, he's permitted to do it. So this is the Rishash Shtikteira, so that's why Rashi said, there's Bechlau no Bishul Dike problem over here. Rashi wanted to defend for the Mandiyoma that holds, that they don't hold mitaych. Medura hesegodu, a large play. Zok taisis. Lo yachem odom chamin, ele imkein ruyin l'shtir. The Mishnah says you're not permitted to cook up water, warm up water, unless the water is drinkable. Bim taima, so taisis asks me, eze tam shori beishamay, even though it's drinkable, so why does it become mutter? Halas lahu mitaych, they don't hold mitaych. So what is the heta? That is what Taisvis asks. So Rabbi Kivege says he doesn't understand one word in Taisvis. Why? He says like this. Taisvis asks, how does it help that it's drinkable? He doesn't hold mitaych. So he says, listen here, if you would hold mitaych, I feel it's not drinkable, be mutter. If you hold mitaych, you're allowed to do a malacha. You're allowed to warm up a little dirty water. I want to wash myself with it. If you would hold me toich, some of you don't need drinkable water. So Taisus asks, how does it help drinkable water? He doesn't hold me toich. Toich is not a combination with drinkable water. He says, you know what Taisus should have said? Taisus should have said, about Taisus should speak about hoyl. Hoyl amikli oich. That's what Taisus should have said. Taisus should have asked such a kasha. If he puts up drinkable water, so I could say maybe this water eventually will be used for oichim. They might come to drink it. So Taisha should have asked, hoyul is only mutter min ha-teira, not mid rabbonim. But this kasha, Taisha says he doesn't know mitoich, he doesn't understand bechlal, how mitoich and drinkable water is a combination. If he holds mitoich, he don't need drinkable water. If he don't, and if he doesn't know mitoich, so how does drinkable water help? But how does Taisha bring in mitoich? Biashloima. So Taisva says, and it came to the Mairi, not the drinkable water. Kigain Sheshoise isn't a drink from the water. He's putting up a 10-gallon pot. And he's going to drink an ounce of hot water. That's the story over here. Kigain Sheshoise. Umar Belichai Tzraglov. And he's making ribush, because Aloch is ribi b'shiurim is mutem. That means if I need an ounce of water, I'm permitted to put up a 10-gallon pot of water. According to Beishama, you have to drink from the water. Not it has to be drinkable. You have to put it up to drink an ounce, and then the rest you could use for washing yourself. I won't drink from the water. I'm putting it up specifically for washing purposes. Taisa says something else. V'davke l'raglo. It's only permitted to put it up if he wants to wash his feet. Avo l'chol gufay. But if he wants to wash his whole body, moide da'osa. V'dover ha'shove l'chol nefesh b'ina. Because you need a dover ha'shove l'chol nefesh. You need something that everyone needs. A necessity that everyone needs. So Taisa means to say as follows. Bizman Chazal, for sure, it was not a daily a convenience to take a bath or a shower. Not too many people did that. Maybe there were mefunokim. People used to wash their feet, their hands. That's it. That was the necessary the chitza that was done, perhaps each day. Yontif, there were certain people who perhaps would indulge and wash their bodies every day. Yontif, one is only permitted to do a pa'ule which most people need, which is a necessity for most people. So the chitza called gufoy is not a necessity for most people. So you're not allowed to warm up water for rechitzes kol gufa. You're only permitted to warm up water for rechitzes raglov. So Taisva says, Beisilu matirim v'davke l'raglov. He's only permitted to put up the water to wash his feet. Avo l'chol gufa, but if he wants to put up the water to wash kol gufa, it is also. In fact, the Beis Meir Akasha, according to Beisilu, let him put up the 10-gallon pot. He wants to wash his whole body. That's what he wants to. But it's also mutter. He's permitted to wash his feet. But zribi b'shiyurim. So let him be permitted to wash his whole goof with this water, because of the head of zribi b'shiyurim. Since he's permitted to wash his feet, so he's permitted, just like according to Beis Shammai, he puts up 10 gallons of water for the 1 ounce of hot water he's going to drink. So let him put up 10 gallons of water for the one of those for the 5 ounces he'll use for his feet, and the rest he'll use for the rest of the body. I'll keep him shielded. So the Beit Meir says that Chazal and Masechta Shabbos there's an issur. They assailed Chitzus Kol Gufoy. So Mamela Safilu, a person, so if he would put an aptake for Kol Gufoy, it would be also. So he's not allowed to do it, Afilu. It's like Zeres Chazal. Iboilu, hai medure man ktonilo. Now it says one is permitted to make a medure. Who holds this? Divrei Hakili. Bishanilu lebeishami ben anos Kol Gufoy la anos eivarechot. And Anos Kol Gufoy Beishami also holds that this is equivalent to Eichel Nefesh. Dilma Beisilu Ktonilo, Avo Beishami Loishonilo. Beishami holds that a Medura is also Bosa. Toshima Beishami Oimgim Layas Oda Medura Beishamim Kenegdo Beisilu Matirin. That Beishami asked to make a Medura, so we see the old, this is going according to Beisilu. Anos Kol Gufoy Damye Lo Eichel Nefesh. See, we see a Svara similar to the Rambam Svara, by Balkvon Mechitzas Kol Guf, by Chimum Kol Guf. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Shloisha Dvorim Rabban Gamliel Machmer Kedivrei Beishamai. The three things Rabban Gamliel was Machmer like Beishamai, Ein Toinim Esachamin Lechatchile Biyontif. One is not permitted to be Matmin Chamin. That means that we'll see it's Yom Tov was Erev Shabbos. So he wants to go and wrap up the Chamim in wraps in order to be hot for Shabbos. So you're not permitted to be Toimnen as the Chamim, not allowed to wrap up the Chamim. That's number one. Ve'ein Zoikvin as HaMenoira. One is not permitted to lift up a Menoira, Yom Tov. Ve'en oifen pitin gritzin, one is not permitted to bake thick breads. Elo rikikin, only thin breads one is permitted to make in yontif. Amaram gamliel, these are the three things that basically gamliel was machmek and divri beisham. Amaram gamliel, me meim shall beis abba, but I remember by my parents' house, lehoyu oifen pitin gritzin, they never bake pitin gritzin, elo rikikin. I mean, that's how we used to be noyik. Omru loy, ma nasa le beis avicha, shoye machmire malatzim, that's true. By your parents, they were machmir alatzim and umekilim l'chol Yisrael. But they said this, we're doing, that's our own personal chumrem. The yeshayifim pitim gritzim v'charom. But they were matter others to bake pitim gritzim v'charom. Let us see Rashi. Gimel Dvorim, before a shtayim in Bigmora, why they're awesome. Ein Zoikvin, Mashme, im Nofla, Menoire, Shal Matres, if the Menoire fell, Ein Zoikvin, o Meshivanoish, not permitted to pick it up. Pitem Gritzin, Kikra is Ovim, Misham Tirche, these are thick bread. Charorim, Shoifin, ala Gecholim, that you bake on coals. So the Gemara asks, Hey Chidomi. Now, what is this first case? We have a machloikis that by Shammai says one is not permitted to be toimin es hachamin. We have here hot food. He's not permitted to wrap it up erev Shabbos. That's yontif. So the Gemara asks, my time is the Beishami. What's the reason of Beishami? Why can you wrap it up? If he made an Erev Tavshilin, no, but an Erev Tavshilin, you'll have to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. So why can't I wrap up the Chamin by Yontif to Shabbos? My time of the Beis Shammai. If he did not make an Erev Tavshilin, my time of Beis Hillel. See, I cannot allow to prepare. He did not make an Erev Tavshil. So without an Erev Tavshil, you're not allowed to prepare. But a person did not make an Erev Tavshil, there is a minimum amount that he's permitted to prepare without an Erev Tavshil. A person who did not prepare an Erev Tavshilin, he's permitted himself to bake, oifen loy pas achas, betaimnim loy kedeira achas, you're permitted to wrap a pas, madlikin loy esaner, and you're permitted to be madlikin there also. So this is bismuta for someone who did not
make an Erev Tavshilim. Shemavitzak Omru, Avtsoilin Loi Dag Kotlin. Allowed to roast one small fish also. These are the minimum preparations one is permitted to do if he did not make an Erev Tavshilim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Mishulo Hinir Eruvi Tavshilim, Oifnum Loi Pas Achas, Vetoivnum Loi Kteira Achas, Vadlikin Loi Esaner, Umachamin Loi Kitoin Echot, Yeshayimim Avtsoilin Loi Dag Kot. So Memele, so that is Pshat Ma Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about that he did not make an Erev Tavshilim at all. So Beis Shammai says if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilim, forget about it. And so he's not allowed to do anything. He's allowed to be Taimin Efilatimonis also. And Beisilulus Chaylik, Beisilulus holds that even though he's not allowed to prepare fully for Shabbos, but these minimum preparations he's permitted to make.